This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Oh dear, there are too many families going hungry in Kansas and too many people who don't have enough protein in their diets. Today we'll learn about an organization which is helping those who are food insecure while providing an alternative outlet for our state's outdoor sportsmen, specifically deer hunters. It's today's Kansas Profile. Tony DeRosset is coordinator of the Kansas Hunters Feeding the Hungry program, or KSHFH for short. DeRosset said he spent many hours in a deer stand as a teenager. In 2001, he read an Outdoor Magazine article about a Maryland program through which hunters could donate their harvested deer to families needing food. He was connected with two other Kansans who'd inquired about the program and was able to join them in a meeting with top officials from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. That was the beginning of the Kansas Hunters Feeding the Hungry program. We hope to get 10 deer donated that first year, DeRosset said. We got 180. The program has proven popular ever since. Hunters can donate any legally harvested deer or elk to a participating meat processor. KSHFH will pay $75 toward the cost of processing the venison. Donated game must be field-dressed and legally tagged. This program came to the attention of coalitions addressing health disparities in southeast Kansas. One member of those coalitions is Leah K. Carlskint, a SNAP-Ed nutrition educator for participants who are eligible for USDA's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in the Southwind Extension District of southeast Kansas. The coalitions were conducting food drives for the hungry. We tend to get lots of canned goods and vegetables, but not a lot of protein, Carlskint said. When the coalitions learned about a program of donated deer, she and others volunteered to look into it. Carlskint spoke to DeRosset at the Kansas Hunters Feeding the Hungry program. She and others reached out to local meat processors. I couldn't believe how quickly it happened, Carlskint said. They found two processors in nearby communities who agreed to participate. Those were Locker Plants in the rural communities of Moran, population 466 people, and Bronson, population 304 people. That's rural, but there's more. Donated meat is processed and then donated to local food pantries and others who provide food to needy families. In Fort Scott, the meat went to the Beacon Food Pantry and to the First United Methodist Church, which serves 500 free hot meals to community members each week. Through Allen County Thrive, Carlskint was able to arrange donations to Humanity House in Iola. Humanity House then provides donated ground venison locally, as well as to food pantries in the rural communities of Humboldt, La Harpe, and Ellsmore, population 50 people. Now that's rural. In the Wildcat Extension District, 50 deer were donated in the first season. The first load of processed meat was 354 pounds, Carlskint said. The pantries were out within a week, she said. Ultimately, 3,000 pounds of ground venison were provided for food-insecure families. One of my goals for next deer season is to find participating lockers in all four of our counties, Carlskint said. I love the collaboration, she said. The KSHFH, deer hunters, lockers, and local food pantries came together so willingly to provide nutritious food to those in need. It's incredible to witness how a simple idea sparked in a coalition meeting has grown into a meaningful program that makes a real difference in our community in such a short amount of time, she said. Statewide, Tony DeRosset estimates that the program has taken in as many as 1,000 deer in some years. Since it is possible to harvest 200 meals from a single deer, he estimates that this program has provided nearly 3 million meals for hungry Kansans. It makes a lot of difference, DeRosset said. For more information, go to www.kshfh.org. There are too many food-insecure people in our state today. We commend Tony DeRosset, Leah K. Carlskint, and all those who are working to fight food insecurity in our communities. Where can we find an additional source of protein for consumers who need it? Oh, deer. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.